Truth works. Find it. Speak it. Live it. Episode 32.
Yep, it's me, Dion, helping you find, speak, and live purposefully. Belly breathe into happiness and contentment. Yep, we all know mindfulness can be as simple as paying attention to our breathing, don't we? Belly breathing is the cornerstone for becoming more present and cultivating a happiness and a contentment. It fuels a natural state of control which improves decision-making. When we are in a state of mindfulness, belly breathing, call it simply paying attention or being present, we make better decisions by seeking new biases. We have a useful self-critique of our decisions. We exercise self-control. Belly breathing is almost like a form of quality control for our decisions. And hey, I know, if I'm able to better quality control my decisions, I am much more happier and content. According to the science, we have two systems of being, of thinking, of decision-making. System one is automatic, and it usually is associated with the fight-or-flight scenarios. Although given that our office environments are not generally considered a war zone, system one is unnecessary. In system one, the thinking or the way of being is there's kind of like a perception of the world as a casualty ward. There's this mania going on. There is a better way of making good decisions and feeling a lot happier and content. Belly breathing. This invokes system two thinking, mindfulness. It is effortful consumption, or computation rather, distinctly human. And it is used by elite athletes, it's used by professionals, it's used by all of us. And I can't stress it enough, it's just basically breathing into your belly. Think about it from the perspective of remodeling your kitchen. You plan out how much you want to pay. You make decisions based on that budget. But in the end, it could cost you twice as much. In the back of your mind, you think, nah, this doesn't apply to me. We have a preconceived prejudice, a bias, and that's built into my mindset in this instance. So you go ahead planning. You end up making decisions in line with what is happening in your mind. Mindlessness, not stupidity. But you are not pausing to breathe and notice and be present and responding to the reality of what is really happening. In truth, you want system two to take control of this type of decision making, where you are fully present. So to bring about this fully presentness, I suggest breathing or belly breathing automatically, building a practice of it. So here it is. Sit comfortably or stand in a neutral position. I call this being centered. Start from the top of your head and move your awareness slowly down through your body, noticing your breathing and the releasing of tension. Do this by placing your attention on your breath and notice it. Don't try and change it. Lay one hand on your belly and the other hand on your chest so that you can notice your breathing. When we sit or stand, our habit is generally to breathe up here in our chest, and we have trouble feeling that breath. And imagine, for example, you're breathing through a straw or you inhaling through your nose. Experiment with filling up your entire lung capacity, breathing from the bottom down in your belly by your diaphragm, right up into your chest. Imagine like you're filling a glass full of water, filling that glass right up to the top, the lowest part first and then the top bit. Once you've taken this very big deep breath a couple of times, try letting it out on a big sigh of relief. Finally, return to your regular breathing and just notice the rise and fall of your belly and your breath. So this is a really good exercise to do regularly. To become a really seasoned belly breather, seasoned campaigner with belly breathing, is to do this exercise every single night and every morning before you go to bed at night and before you wake up. Lie down and place one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly and begin to notice the rise and fall of your chest. Just notice it. After a couple of weeks, you'll notice yourself naturally breathing this way as you go about your day. Try implementing your belly breathing practice in the office. This is a crucial piece. When you are in a meeting or doing a presentation, see if you can implement the belly breathing exercise by having the intent to notice your breath. Find moments to pause, then fill that pause with your belly breathing practice. In time, you will notice more how present you are, more familiar you are with your mind. And the results? Improved creativity, greater competence, better decision-making, improved physical health. You're less stressed. And improved psychological well-being too. I guarantee you, your belly breathing will transform your decision-making and help you bring about a sense of contentment and happiness to your life.
For more information, please visit truth-works.co.uk.